This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 374 for Monday, May 2nd. ICE canola futures are down hard on Monday due to profit-taking and steep losses in edible oils. The July canola contract tumbles $44.30 at $1,143.80 per ton, and new crop November gives up $40.30 at $1,064. There are significant pullbacks in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. The markets in several parts of Asia, including China and Malaysia, are closed for a holiday. Global crude oil prices are slightly higher, providing a small measure of support to edible oils. Spring planting continues throughout parts of the western prairies, while areas of the eastern half remain wet, delaying the start of seeding towards the middle of May. There's flooding in several parts of southern Manitoba, especially in the Red River Valley. Canola is finding a small measure of support in a weaker Canadian dollar. In face of a stronger United States dollar, the loonie falls to 77.44 U.S. cents, compared to Friday's close of 78.17. The U.S. Department of Agriculture attaché in Canada pegs the country's wheat production in 2022-23 at 31.58 million tons, in line with the current projections from Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. The USDA released its export inspections report for the week ending April 28th, showing corn at more than 1.68 million tons, up slightly from the previous week. Soybean export inspections ease back a little at nearly 602,000 tons, while those for wheat jump almost 33% at just short of 384,500 tons. Following the close of the markets, the department will issue its fats and oils, grain crushings, and crop progress reports. The very dry U.S. southern plains received rain over the weekend, with more precipitation in this week's forecast. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The July contract plummets 39.5 cents at $16.45 per bushel. July soy oil drops 4.09 cents at 80.09 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal slips $1.40 at $430.90 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Monday as the July contract gives up a dime at $8.035 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher as the July contract gains 4 cents at $6.54. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed as Chicago July nudges back a quarter cent at $10.55.5. Kansas City July falls 8 cents at $10.98. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July bumps up a quarter cent at $11.66.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Monday, May 2nd. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.